That was the new one from DJ Spoonie and the Sugar Babes, Flowers. My lovely guests are here, Natalie and Razik from Make Do and Mend. Good morning.
Hello.
Good morning.
Nice to have you here. You're here to talk specifically about volunteering opportunities in the charity or charity of the month. But let's remind listeners, first of all, what you do. What does Make Do and Mend do?
We're a mental health charity based in Cambridge. We run a variety of workshops that were predominantly strengths-based. So we look at encouraging people to say what they're good at, opposed to saying, oh, you're not good at this, let's improve on this. Creative, fun, just a laid-back kind of environment. It could be for anyone as well in the community. We do focus on, we say we're a mental health charity, but you could have any not feeling great or any life problem at the moment.
So the mend, make do and mend, is about mending you inside, is it right?
So I've heard that that's been interpreted by a few people before, but it's a little bit of recycling as well and making do with what we've got. So lots of our materials are donated or we reuse things, cotton, candle making, things like that, painting, our veg box project, we use recycled pallets, they're donated and then we piece them back together and we've got a nice little box. So that,
and you mentioned the veg box project there, what other kind of workshops do you run?
So at the moment we're going to be starting a jewellery making workshop. We've had one in the past but this is with a new volunteer, so it should be quite different. That's the last week of November, I think we'll be starting that. We have a computer workshop on as well, so that's, people can come along. We have some laptops if they need help checking their email, setting up an account, or bring their own laptop if they're having a problem. We have someone that's IT guy. We have an art workshop, and that changes each week. So that could be, probably now it's coming up to Christmas, card making, decorations, gifts, things like that. And then we sell them on fairs and stalls throughout the year. So we also have Mill Road Winter Fair, we'll have a stall there as well, on Donkey Common near the swimming pool, so come and see
us there. Spot.
Everything we would have made throughout the year will be there.
And there is something healing sometimes about doing something creative, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely. It's a kind of an outlet, a space just to experiment and, you know, mess around and have fun. It doesn't have to be perfect, you just see what you come up with.
And you're a volunteer, Natalie?
Yes.
And you're a trustee, Rasi?
That's right, I'm a trustee.
How did you get involved with the charity?
The charity has been going on for more than 10 years now. It started by a volunteer who suffered from the mental health, and when she recovered out of it, she wanted to put back something to the society and trying to help people who have suffered mental health before and trying to get some confidence to go back to work or confidence to start doing things which interest them. So all our workshops are based on members who have some benefit to come out of it, out of the house, and then do something they like doing. A lot of them are physical, but there can be some intelligent thing like learning French or computing and things like that.
Confidence must be a key issue, is it? Because if you've gone through some sort of mental instability, then the temptation is to kind of curl into yourself a little bit, and getting out there, meeting other people, that must be quite difficult sometimes.
It is, and then ours is quite a small charity. It's so impersonal. We're trying to encourage people to come out every day and then try to do something useful. And whatever they create in the workshop, we try to sell it in the winter fair and strawberry fair and places like that. So they can see whatever they've made, people would go out and buy it.
So somebody's appreciating what you've produced, and you're raising money for the charity.
And we are quite lucky with John Lewis. They're prepared to help us to market, trying to make our stall more attractive as well. So up to now, we were finding is our stores had a lot of nice things. We're not presenting it well at the store, but now we're getting some help from John Lewis to push up the stalls that they look more attractive. The same thing, but looking more attractive.
Oh, thank you, John Lewis. And is the charity mainly run by volunteers?
Yes. So I started and I had a paid position, so the charity received some funding for 2 years and there was three or four positions. So I was paid for a set amount of hours, but there was also always extra voluntary hours that I needed to do on top. So now I've continued to keep it as much as I can, so I don't really want to let it go. I had found my part as my role as a volunteer coordinator. So looking for someone else to work with me and take a bit more responsibility.
Yeah, so there is a vacancy there at the moment. If somebody's listening and thinking, do you know what, this charity is something I'd like to get involved with. It's a part-time administrator post?
Yeah, so that position is paid. There's some funding available for that one. And it's also a project manager role, a mixed role. It's quite flexible. We can work from home and come along to the workshops as well, that sort of thing. A background in managing people, but there's also training.
It must be quite a rewarding charity to be involved with, because you're helping people back into a life sometimes who may have been through really difficult times.
And an important thing is you're also helping others, but you're also helping yourself. And there's no pressure to perform. There's no demand. It's also, you need to remember, oh, okay, well, I need to take my time here. I maybe haven't been feeling great for whatever reason. There's a focus on taking off that pressure and just doing a little bit at a time to get where you need to be.
And it must be very satisfying as a trustee.
Oh, yeah. What's most satisfying is you see the members who come to the workshop, they benefit out of the workshop, and they want to put something back again. Most of our workshop leaders are the people who had benefit from our charity in the first place. So they want to, even they benefited out of it, they want to put something back again. So they want to run a workshop and things like that.
And
we're trying to do some one-off workshops as well, like cookery workshops. This is the new ideas that come along. And from next year, we're trying to do a cookery workshop, which won't be a regular weekly one, but could be once a month, things like that.
Brilliant. Sorry for interrupting there. You are largely run by volunteers. So there's lots of volunteer opportunities. If people are listening and want to get involved, what kind of skills do you want volunteers to bring?
So we have some ideas that have been put forward to us, but we're also interested if someone has a particular hobby or passion or something that they like, then we're open to new ideas. So we'd say, ideally, oh, okay, I'm interested in this. Is there a need? Was there a desire? Would anyone like this? Do you think it would fit with the charity's goals? And if so, then just come along. It could be anything really creative, a language, dance, something like that. We've had interest in those sort of things, but anything really.
And where are you based?
So our main workshops are at Castle Street Methodist Church on Castle Street, and we have an allotment project as White Hill Allotments.
And how many people do you benefit, would you say, throughout the year? Is it possible to pin that down?
It does vary. I could say some workshops we have between 10, 15 people, sometimes more, sometimes less. This time of year, I'd say it could be a bit busier as well, something to do.
It's not necessarily about huge numbers, is it? Because it's about watching That's individual right. people go on their life story, the next stage of their lives, as it were.
There are, you know, members or even volunteers that are quite prominent, and then they'll take a back step for a few months or something, and then they'll come back again. And that's also the nature of life and having some kind of problems as well. You're not always available. So it's not you don't have to come regularly.
But that's our strength. It's not a big charity. We don't have 50, 60 people coming into workshop. We have a small charity, very impersonal, and there's no pressure for people to perform. So it is very, what I call, friendly workshops.
And if somebody's listening to this and they're thinking, ooh, yeah, I'm not sure, maybe I'll get involved, what would you say to them to convince them to get in touch with you?
Just drop us an email or come along to a workshop. You can have a cup of tea, you can join in with the workshop, just see if you like it. You have a chat with us. There's go away and think about it, come back again, see what, give it some time, that sort of thing. Yeah.
There's no pressure for people to do it. We try to make it as friendly as possible. And then what we find is people find that the way we work is quite useful, because they don't like what I call regimental workshops, where they have to come at definitely exactly the right time and finish the right time. In our workshop, if people come 10 minutes late, we don't mind at all, and we make sure that they contribute.
That's the strength of a small charity, isn't it? You know, an individual is not going to get lost, because you're probably going to know everybody individually mm-hmm. who comes through your door.
And there's no pressure or no tension for people to make sure they have to perform and they have to come exactly the right time and things like that. We have it more flexible.
Well, thank you very much for coming in. Your website is makedoandmendinfo.co.uk. It's being updated at the moment, but people can get a general picture of what you do on there and how to contact you.
Correct, yeah. Okay.
And people contact you, want people to contact you, well, if they want to use your services, but if they've got a skill or a passion that they can share in a workshop.
Yes,
for sure. We're looking forward to it.
Lovely to talk to you. Good luck with it, your Christmas programme. I'll see you at the Mill Road Winter Fair. I'll pop by and get something from your stall. Thank you very much. Nice to meet you both.
Okay, thank you very much.